The Viking's hardships started on Wednesday when fog grounded their jet down to Ketchikan. So they had to take the scenic route down the Inside Passage in a 30-passenger breakaway boat. The trip took about 10 hours, and Lady Vikings coach Matt Powick says his team did not turn up to the court on Thursday particularly well-rested. But he says that's just basketball in Southeast Alaska.
You know, planes overhead, you get mechanical, you have delays. So I told the girls, I was like, tomorrow is not going to be much fun for us. But, you know, we always talk about using adversity to grow stronger as a team and bonding and all that kind of stuff. But it was a pretty grueling trip to get down there.
The Lady Vikings lost Thursday's game to the Metlakatla Mischiefs 14-41. The Mischiefs also won Friday's game 46-13. Powick says the arduous boat trip down south doesn't completely excuse his team's losses. He says Metlakatla is just a really fierce team.
I told a few people, it's like, that's a team that comes around every 25 years. Like, you know, they were the state runners up last year. And I mean, they start three players that are 6 foot or taller and they're athletic. And it's tough to play against a team like that for sure.
But Powick says his players made the Mischiefs fight hard for every point they scored. He says he was especially proud to see the Lady Vikings hold them to 20 points in the first half of Friday's game. Metlakatla also defeated Petersburg's boys in both of their games, but by a much tighter margin. On Thursday, the Vikings lost by just a point. The Chiefs won 46-45. Then on Friday, Petersburg lost 41-44, but scored 4 points in overtime. Rick Brock coaches the boys' team. He says his players endured the boat trip fairly well, maybe even better than he did. Many of them have spent a lot of time on the water, fishing with their families, but they had to get on the court Thursday morning without hardly a moment's rest. From there, Brock says, it was a mad scramble. Petersburg was ahead in the third quarter, but in the fourth, they lost by a final, fatal point.
Had a good look at the basket, a tough look. It was in traffic and stuff, and just the rim was not kind to us, so we lost by one. But happy for, you know, how hard we fought, you know, especially after a long day. I think the guys showed a lot of character.
Petersburg came up even shorter on Friday, but Brock says he was glad to see his players scoring more evenly that time around.
Aiden Knudsen had 4 for us, Elijah Whitaker had 4, and Logan Tau hit a couple big threes for us to get 6 points on the board. So I liked the way that we played balance-wise, offensively better and all around on Friday.
The Vikings are scheduled to return to their home court this week to face off against teams from Haynes and Sitka. Saturday's game is also Cancer Awareness Night, a tradition Petersburg's basketball teams have held for many years.
We bought some cancer awareness shirts that actually have a couple of different ribbons on them to recognize some other different cancer awareness groups, just for people that have been close to the basketball team.
Brock encourages audience members to come to that game wearing anything that raises awareness for cancer, including Joseph Strong shirts, which were made to honor Petersburg High School student Joseph Tagabon. Tagabon played for the Vikings until he began treatment for Ewing sarcoma, a rare but often curable cancer. He went into remission in 2022. He returned to class and the court as the Vikings team manager in January. On Saturday, the Vikings will be accepting donations to Seattle Children's Hospital, which is where Tagabon received treatment. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.